lousy, poor, a massive disappointment. These are some of the words being used to describe the U.S. government's latest jobs report, which came out last Friday and covered national employment conditions in August. 235,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy that month. Why was that disappointing? Because economists had expected that 728,000 jobs would be added as the recovery continues from all the effects and shutdowns related to coronavirus. The unemployment rate, the percentage of workers that don't have a job, that improved a bit to 5.2%. It was 5.4% in July. The unemployment rate is at its lowest point since the pandemic hammered the U.S. economy last March. But as far as job growth goes, many economists are blaming the Delta variant of COVID, which is responsible for most of the new cases in America, for holding the economy back.
Call it the Delta drag. Jobs growth slowed in August as the Delta variant surged. After very strong hiring in June and July, August was the slowest job growth since January. And the very sector that drove so much of the job gains this year stalled. Hiring in leisure and hospitality was flat. Employment in that sector is still down about 10% from before the pandemic. Job losses last month were in retail stores, bars and restaurants. Even without renewed lockdowns, economists say Americans are turning more cautious about going out as the variant spreads and hospitals fill up. There was strong hiring in professional services. Think architects, engineers, computer systems design, scientific research, gains in manufacturing and transportation warehousing. And notable, the jobless rate fell to the lowest of the pandemic, 5.2%, as households reported stronger jobs growth there. Now, big picture, 17 million jobs have been added since the crash in the spring of 2020. The economy still down 5.3 million jobs since the pandemic began.